This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's me and Dan Lebatard. We are stealing milk from the farm.
Yeah.
He calls me up late at night, says, I got a line on some fat tittied moo moo mamas at the farm.
Yeah.
You got to drive me. So I roll over there. We go to the farm. He's got the machine, that big milk stealer machine.
Oh, yeah.
He gets it out with all the prongs and stuff. He hooks it up to the cows. It goes, wah!
Pretty loud, yeah.
Really, really fast. It gets all the milk out. Super, super fast. And I'm just kind of hanging out.
Did you do anything to cover the noise? Because I know when I've gone on these kind of expeditions with the Lebatard, I will start coughing when I know he's about to turn on the machine.
Yeah, and so if the farmer sees,
the farmer
I can say,
looks
like,
out,
excuse
I go,
me.
I got a cold.
Yes. And I'm just kind of leaning against a cow and a casual.
Smoking a ciggy.
Yes. But I'm also kind of bored. And so I'm making jokes like I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Oh, no.
I'm like quoting.
Bro, is that from something?
I'm like quoting that a lot. Yes. It's like
it
a story. It's like an old story.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking about that.
That's funny.
But I think Lebatard is like, especially when he's like in this mood to steal milk, is not, he's like interpreting stuff literally. It's just when he's in this, is when he's in milk mode.
Yeah.
When he's like, like all about stealing milk. When you say something like that, he considers that like a challenge rather than just quoting a funny story.
He doesn't know the story.
Yes.
Or he's just got milk mania and he's going to go after you.
So suddenly I'm hooked up to the machine. It's going, wah!
Yeah, and what's coming out of you?
I produce 2 gallons of milk.
Oh, Hayes.
And now, but I barely
feel. That was all your milk for the month.
I know, and I don't feel anything. Because I've been building it up so much, I feel almost nothing. It just releases so easily. And now the cows are kind of looking at me like pissed.
Right.
A little
it's a
jealous.
Competition or yes. whatever. And
a little
how much gallons did they produce? Not even 1.5, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was not even 1.5 gallons.
Oh, God, Hayes. And you showed them up at their own game.
And I did 2 gallons and way faster than they did.
That's why I won't play hockey with Eric Lindros. Because I hate beating someone at their own game.
Yeah, because you
then they're a
two
baby.
Goals.
I'll score 2 goals. I'll score 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee I'm on the ice, 2 goals, because I got the 1 wraparound goal. That I get 1 of those a game.
Yeah.
Then when the goal
right
is looking
up,
for
right
the wraparound.
When, yeah, right when they start, you do the wraparound goal.
Yep, and when the goalie's looking for the wraparound, boom, I go top shelf. Because he thinks I'm going to try to sneak it by his ankle and bang.
So he's looking behind the goal for you to be back there, but now suddenly
I'm in front of it, hitting the goal. And so that's 2 guaranteed. Now, I might get another one. That's me being lucky. I'll admit that's just luck. Lindros.
1.5.
1.5 goals, if anything. But you beat them at their own game, and so these cows, whether it's cows or whether it's a former professional Philadelphia Flyer hockey player, you're going to be really dealing
with
something.
Salty looks.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. People have been asking us about bonsai trees. What? How we grow ours to have the shapes that they have.
What shape should my bonsai tree be is probably the most common email I see.
And this is a thing. It's like a growing trend. At the parties we go to, people are having these bonsai parties where we're exchanging clippings and we're taking pictures of each other's trees as if they are big, like simulating that they're like really big trees, like putting like a little action figure at the bottom so they look so
big. Pretending the tree is huge or pretending, you know, that we are giants.
Yes.
And the tree is normal size.
Mm-hmm.
Or pretending that the tree is very small.
Right.
And we'll get somebody even bigger than us to be near it.
So even smaller than it is, which is already sometimes very small.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, look, bonsai, it's an ancient tradition. Hayes and I kind of popularized it in America. It was formerly in one of the other places with the guys who you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you have to say yes. I think, yes, we get it.
We then kind of said, like, well, it shouldn't be just for these guys. Yeah. Actually, we're going to do it better than we have.
Yeah, you guys did it. Now let me do it.
So there's three traditional bonsai shapes. The Mickey Mouse, the round, and the pubic triangle. To me, there's really only one.
Uh-huh.
The Mickey Mouse. Because that is beloved, that character.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why people are messing with the round. You're most of the way to the Mickey Mouse if you have that. You just need two more rounds.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the pubic triangle, it's I'm like, gross. Why call it that? It's just a triangle.
Just a triangle.
You know what I mean? Like, why do you want me to think of it as like
having leaves on
it's
it?
So,
and stuff?
It's really. So, you know, even I have my limits. So I would say to the people who want to know what shape, that's the shape you should do. And to the people who want to know how to do it, I would say go and rent, you know, one of these cartoons that mm-hmm. they're doing now
mm-hmm.
with these mice who are famous.
Pause it. Hold the tree up to the TV.
Put it on the TV like it's tracing paper. And just clip away everything that is not directly over the mouse.
Yes. If you can see the background or one of the other characters, you have to clip that until you get to the edge of Mickey Mouse, and then you stop clipping.
Yeah, and if you cut past and you start to see the mouse popping out, throw it out, get a new tree, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like I probably – when I know I'm going to do one, I rent one of these cartoons they're doing now. I bring it home. I get the pause on the screen. I obviously don't have a TV in my home, but I will – put it on a cool projector. You know about these?
And this is actually one easy, really easy way to do it is you project it onto the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your outline right there. So you just blast Mickey Mouse onto the tree and you can trace it around that.
But I'll buy 20, 30 trees and I'll throw at least half of them out because you're going to slip.
Yeah.
And when you have a
give
couple.
Give it to some birds.
Give it to birds.
Donate they it love to the it. Birds.
They love it. And when you have a couple good trees, then just that's peaceful.
And it's really nice for them to have at the dump too, actually. Like, because there are all these birds at the dump. And when you throw it, when you are throwing out 20, 30 trees every day, it's really like giving these dump birds a nice habitat.
Oh, yeah. There's so many birds at the dump who are sleeping in a soda can.
Yeah.
Or who are sleeping in a tire.
Yeah.
And what you can give them instead is the bird's natural lifestyle is tree-based.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a nature, you know, I mean.
Them to be friends with a mouse.
Yeah, which can be a very funny friendship to see the mouse riding the bird and telling it where to go to get cheese for both of them. Could be great.
Who do we have today?
Oh, we got two ladies who are going to be spiritual advisors, and they are Steph and Elizabeth.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, it's me. It's Cornel West. and we're shooting guns at a tree, trying to chop down the tree with bullets. And we're getting about halfway through, and the trunk starts to creak, and I'm thinking maybe we can just go shove this thing. And who comes ambling out of the tree? Who do you think?
Oh, okay.
Nick Lachey.
Yes.
Now, I guess he's living in this tree.
Yeah.
Now, he said he's doing research for a Chipmunks movie, and that's why he's up there. But I got a feeling, because I read the trades, that he's not in the Chipmunks movie, and he's just hoping to get an audition he could say in there, hey, I've been living in this tree.
I don't think he, from my understanding, he does not know about the other Chipmunks movies that they've already made.
No.
This is not like, this would be the first one. This is not like Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's like a new property.
No. Yeah, I asked him, I said, Chipwrecked, The Road Chip, which chip movie?
Yeah.
And he said, and he said, no, this is just a movie about a chipmunk.
Yeah. So the tree, I guess, because I've been out there with Cornell, he's cutting it down to make cornhole boards because his nickname is Cornhole West.
Yeah, Cornhole West, and he'll shell you. I mean, he'll throw four holes.
Yeah.
And four bags, four holes.
And he'll whack yours out of a...
God forbid you get one leaning on the edge where you're thinking maybe it's going to get knocked through. He will actually blast it out of the hole.
Which he doesn't have to do. He can just sink it without blasting it. But
he could just win and let it be fun and competitive. He'll just blast it. But for him, it's like unless he demolishes you, he's not playing the
game. He's a wedding crasher just for cornhole. Not for that other stuff.
Yeah, all that other wedding stuff.
The nastiness.
So disgusting to me. So we've got guests. Now's as good a time as any to talk about
it. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry
we call showbiz. What up, what up? So who's here?
And you guys say like, thanks.
Thank you so much for having us.
We are welcome.
Yeah. What?
Like it's
good. You just say like, thanks, we are, because I said welcome, and so you just be thank you.
You feel welcome, right? Yeah, it's been kind of a warm greeting for us.
Yeah, you guys are.
Because we don't have to do that.
No.
We don't have to say that.
We could freeze you guys out the whole time and make you just sit. And it's happened to me, and it may happen to you.
That's fine.
So be ready.
Yeah. Sometimes Sean gets frozen out on the show. Sometimes I get frozen out. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I pretend Hayes isn't here in the show. He's in trouble for something he doesn't know about. He's in the doghouse. With the big man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just don't even acknowledge him. It's like he's dead to me. He's a ghost.
I don't want to be on your bad side.
Are you guys scared of ghosts?
Are we scared of them?
Yeah.
No.
They could choke you or something, can't they?
I feel like ghosts are mostly friendly. They're not really after you.
Mm-hmm. Casper theory.
Yeah.
And you put your thumbs
up. The old Casper theory.
You put your thumbs up like Austin Powers and I can't choke you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Elizabeth had a ghost in her kitchen for a while.
I did.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Cooking Pop-Tarts?
Maybe. I don't have a toaster, so.
Oh, okay. So just have to put them on
we
a flame.
Yeah, we did a sage clearing.
Ah.
And she revealed herself. It was pretty aggressive.
Oh, I should say who the guests are.
That's a good way to get into some of the stuff you guys like.
Hey, we're doing bad jobs. So these two ladies who are so sweet host this podcast, That's So Retrograde. You probably heard of it. It's probably more famous than ours. It's Steph Simbari and her friend Elizabeth, whose last name escapes me.
Elizabeth Cott.
Elizabeth
Cott.
Cott.
Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both neat, and they're both nice.
You forget hot.
And they're hot. I don't like to say that. My wife's Steffi Graf. I'm married to Steffi Graf. She gets very upset. Tennis champion Steffi Graf. And she gets very upset when I talk about that sort of stuff on the show.
Girl hotness.
Totally.
Yes. So that's why I mostly talk
just
about
kidding,
dudes bods, dudes being shredded.
Yeah.
You know,
she loves that.
She wants to hear me talk about guys' abs.
Yeah.
I could do my laundry on those things, I'll say. So
you do your own laundry?
Yeah. I only got like two shirts.
Oh.
So you guys host this That's So Retrograde, and you're here to be our spiritual advisors and just talk about some of the shit that's on the table right now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe we can sort of set the scene of like, Picture me rolling through like a traveling carnival, Wilbur's. Like fairgrounds. Yes. 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 And so I'm looking at all the freaky visuals and stuff, and I go into this interesting tent, this like weird tent, and it's full of all these ancient runes and crystals and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's you guys in there, and you're like this old crone or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, come look at my different wares and all that. And so that's like kind of the scene that we're
old
setting
here. With a hood. Yes. And then she goes and she like turns around and pulls something from a shelf. And when she turns around, she pulls the hood back and it's a beautiful young woman.
Yes. And it's another Sorry, one. Steffi. It's two of them.
And you go like, where did the crone go? You know? And you say something mystical is happening here.
Yeah.
And it is. And so
it really is mystical.
So
the crystal looks very comfortable in your hand.
Yeah, and it feels amazing.
Yeah. And now is he touching that the right way?
Yeah, you can touch it however you want.
Yeah, you can.
There's no wrong way to touch a crystal.
Can you actually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do I hold it up to my eye and sort of look through it?
The thing with
crystals is they just want to become your friend.
Ah.
Wow.
So just whatever you would do with your friend, do with
How
that crystal.
How do you know what they want?
They've told me. I'm in communion with the crystal kingdom.
Oh, wow. That's really nice.
Yeah, that's what I would tell you if you walked into my shop.
What do they sound like? Crazy voices?
They're like, they're like, well, they have different
voices.
They're
high-pitched.
Yeah, for their different things. Like, that's a citrine, so it's probably like, hey, get over here. I want to bring you abundance.
Okay,
and this is like a rose quartz, so it's like, get over here. I want to help you get your fuck on or whatever. I mean, that might be aggressive because
that's definitely what it says.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a lot like the and people I grew up with. It's kind of the people around my neighborhood.
Yeah. It feels like I'm back in my old neighborhood.
Exactly.
With some of the guy, you know, the citrine kind of sounds like.
Citrine?
Hmm?
Yeah, citrine.
Citron.
Citrine.
I'm sorry.
It's so funny. I thought you guys knew about this stuff. But honestly, it's now Sean who is being the teacher about what it's even called.
And it's called Patron. And then this one looks like a heart.
Yeah.
Is that on purpose?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's just a rock.
Well, it's a crystal.
Crystal.
Yeah.
It's a mineral.
Okay. And what does it want to teach me?
What kind is that?
No idea.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I don't really do well with remembering the names of the crystals nor the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
However, we were told recent guests on our show who are crystal experts, they said that doesn't really matter. You just need to assign the crystal a job.
Ah, so it's what you think it does. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to do.
Exactly.
But I like to give them jobs based on their properties.
Right. But you're you're like more advanced in the crystal kingdom than myself. So like as like a good gateway into it, it's like, don't worry about what it's for. You tell it what it's for.
What do we think about Crystal Bernard?
Did I go to high school with her?
She was on the show Wings.
Oh, right. I love a good Wings cast. Mm-hmm. Anybody?
Yeah. Is a lava lamp the same? Can you use it for that same thing?
Great question.
Because I'm looking at these. They're not electrical. They're too small. They're not tripping me out as I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
So what I would prefer to use to give a job to is a lava lamp or one of those little balls that I have that has like a electrical shooting off sparks in the middle. And it's like at the science museum where you put your hands on it and your hair's going crazy. But mine doesn't do that. But it looks like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that a better
thing
to have than crystals is my lava lamp and my
electric ball. If your soul is connected to it and you want to designate your lava lamp or your electrical ball a job and significance in your life, then that is a beautiful thing and you should follow that intuition.
Ah.
And it's better than these.
No.
But it seemed like that's what you were getting. If you let her finish, it is because it does have electrical powers when these just sit there.
Yeah. Convenient theories for you.
Whatever
for
you
sure.
want, man.
So can we ask you now, if Hayes is in, for instance, a relationship, and maybe it's with Carrie Ann Moss and maybe it's not, but he's got this girlfriend who is – let's say maybe a little controlling to the extent now where she's gotten one of those driver's ed brake pedals put into the passenger side of the car and she will stop him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a crystal for that could maybe help him with that situation?
When you say that she'll stop me, it'll be like I'll be going to like see my friend or something and she'll already be in the car and she'll be like – plant it on the brake pedal. So she'd be like, oh, sorry, I was already like using the car.
But it
so
I seems like it's anywhere. At you.
So yeah. I feel like you can't use a crystal to force anyone else to do anything. Mm-hmm. You can't change anyone else's behavior, but maybe you could get a crystal for like self-empowerment that would help you maybe stand up for yourself.
And have some of these conversations.
Exactly, because it seems like you're just letting yourself get walked all over a little bit.
Okay. That is also happening.
What if there's a concern that if you are holding some kind of rock in your hand, that she will take it from you and use it against you physically?
Yes.
Again, you know, first of all, I'm a little bit worried about you. It seems like maybe you shouldn't be in this relationship if you're concerned that she's going to be beating you with a small rock.
What if he has a rock that's big enough that he can jam it under the brake pedal so when she goes to step on it, right? It doesn't go anywhere. And then he could drive around. Now, does this seem like a compromise to all of us where she'll just think this dang brake pedal doesn't work? That's, is that a good crystal?
That's creative. I don't know. I don't know. I worry about like the other cars on the road when it comes to that.
Okay. All right. So that's all right.
They
so
should all have rocks in
they
their
should
chair.
Have rocks as
that
well.
Be
I also
jealous.
Feel like you don't need a crystal for that.
To jam
the
brake pedal?
To jam the brake pedal. Like, they're kind of, they're pricey, and you don't really want, you're not going to want to, like, waste your money on a crystal that you're just going to slam into with a brake pedal. You could line your bed with rose quartz, and maybe it'll, like, vibe on her, and she'll, like, turn herself into, like, not so angry.
I could see her taking the sheet and like folding it up with all the rose quartz inside at one end.
Spinning it around her head like a sort of
a very dangerous bludgeon.
Flail, yeah.
And it seems like why I don't want to do all that work for her. She should at least have to.
Like a medieval nine tails. So, different question.
Yeah. So we're just going to let Hayes be in this relationship?
We don't. There's nothing we can do. I mean, there's really nothing
well,
we can
I'm
do.
Well, I'm here for
Hayes.
You. If you need me to
he's,
be.
He's,
it's exciting.
I think he likes it.
It's apparently. Yeah.
So what I would wonder is, let's say you have an engineer who is
yes, this
at
is great.
Your podcast.
Not Sam.
And,
No.
Nothing to do with Sam.
Okay.
But he's got a Milwaukee Brewers hat on.
Yeah. So to make sure we're not talking about Sam.
And he keeps making it so you can hear an echo of your own voice while you're trying to record the show.
Okay. Yes.
Is there some sort of, you guys are experts.
Is there some
this.
Kind of crystal that can be an engineer instead of
just so you don't
the
have
engineer
the engineer
that you have.
Being the way he is?
Yes. Right. You talk about deciding to get a job.
Yeah.
Is there any way?
An engineer crystal.
Yes.
Again, I feel like you guys have the wrong idea about crystals in that they can make people do things.
Okay. I remember somebody telling me that it had a job.
Right.
I forget who it was.
It may not have been one of you guys.
It's more like
entry-level positions. Yeah. Like,
right.
Yeah. It comes down to you guys. Now, if you don't like your engineer, I suggest just getting rid of him.
Whoa. Hey. So, I'm not even talking about us.
No, or I mean, if anyone out there doesn't like their engineer, you know.
I haven't seen engineer Cody in like a year and a half.
I know. What happened to him?
I think he asked.
Did I wish him away?
That might be right. I might have used a crystal.
Because you can do that, right?
How do I make a voodoo doll?
Now you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going to help me?
We're not voodoo priestesses.
Right.
Are you sure?
However, I would imagine they're easy to make.
Elizabeth Kott.
Yes.
How would you start making a voodoo doll for, let's say, for example, someone who's an engineer?
Okay. Well, I would probably, the whole like sewing of a doll seems like a big task for me. Mm-hmm. So I would then instead designate a piece of paper, get out some markers, and then just say, like much like you assign a rock a job, I would be like, draw a stick figure. Mm-hmm. And then assign the job. You're like, you're a voodoo doll now. And then go to town.
Oh, okay. Wow. Then go to town on it.
I hope you don't take offense to this, but you sort of have like a lazy approach to some of the spirituality where I go like, well, what's this crystal? You go like, it's whatever you say. You just decide what it is.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's just a shortcut to not have to learn anything.
I thought I would at least have to get the engineer's like signature hat as like an artifact.
Definitely have something from his body, right? Or like a piece of his hair, or like a stroke of his saliva.
That I've got easy. He's leaving it all over the studio. Yeah. When we're done, I have to dust bust this entire studio because he's. I mean, it's winter. Now is not the time that he should be like
shedding
hair this much.
Yeah, he should have a thicker coat right now, but he's leaving it everywhere. It really
there's still
is.
So much.
It's disturbing because I wonder if it's a diet issue or something that is just making
We can help him with that.
Oh, well, that would be great. Engineer Sam, what are you eating now? Because I only see it's just Rice Chex and that's it.
mostly Rice Chex.
Yeah.
Gluten-free. That's nice.
Okay.
Rice is not good for you.
Okay. Well, tell us more about that.
It's just not good for you. It's extremely bloating.
What
also,
if it's like a sushi, though? Where it's rolled up.
Ah.
Yeah.
Should I tell them about what I learned about rice?
I was going to say if it's an imported rice, like maybe we can talk about it, but the American rice stuff
American
will go
rice
in on that.
Is not doing well. They store it in silos and then it gets covered in mold. And then when they want to sell it, they just like hose
spray
it down.
It.
Yeah.
And then the mold is still like in the rice. So you get a lot of people. If you get like your thyroid checked, you have like low levels because you have fungus growing around that part of your body.
Low levels of thyroid?
Like the hormone. It's not able to process because it's like blocked.
Mm.
It's really fucking gross. Rice, all grains actually in America have that going on. So you're safe with quinoa and buckwheat. And that's it.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're going to die.
So you're saying that Sam is writing rice checks that his body can't cash?
Yeah, and you know what? I feel like this is a real good like solve to the problem about that engineer we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just feeding him so many bad grains.
Let him make his own bed.
Exactly.
Maybe buy him more rice.
You see
that? Mm-hmm. Hey, I got you something.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you.
Saw you liked rice. And
exactly.
We like that you like rice.
And now I got
he'll
you.
He'll just blow it up so much it'll pop.
Yeah, he's sick.
His thyroid will implode and then his belly will explode.
Yeah, well, he's going to be dead soon, so.
Well, that's interesting to think about. What sign do you think Engineer Sam is?
I feel like Sam is a...
Taurus.
Your reputation's on the line. Taurus.
TBH.
A Taurus? Which one is that?
March.
It's like he's a sedan.
April I don't think you're May. A Taurus.
She can
Are
tell
you
he's
spring
not
baby?
A
But what kind of...
I think he's more like a Pisces.
Or a Virgo.
I'm 32.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's a
What's
clue.
What is your sign? When's your birthday?
April.
Aries? I knew it.
Aries or Taurus?
Wow.
I'm not sure.
When's what's the date?
16th.
You're an Aries.
Is that
I got
good?
An April
Tax
vibe.
Day.
Is there
oh
one? Is there one?
I'm a Taurus.
Is there one that's just like a corn cob?
You're a Taurus. No wonder you're so stubborn.
See, you know.
You know.
What are you guys?
I don't know.
What's
yeah,
your birthday?
We can't tell.
You don't know? I feel like everyone should know that.
No, I just want to pick. Which
I'm a rooster.
Yeah, that's a good one. I just want to pick which animal or thing I would want to.
Well, what do you like?
I'm proud and I wake everyone up. I'm a rooster.
We're also in the year of the rooster.
I know. Believe me, I know.
It's your time.
Is it your year?
Yeah, finally, at long last.
Yeah, you're going to make it this year.
No, wait, hang on. Is it a good thing for it to be your year?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that. I think maybe when it's your year, that's maybe not good.
Well,
maybe you're getting pushed out.
It's all about perception.
Again, what you think becomes your reality.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Well, hang on. I'm going to think about something.
Okay, cool. So wait, what are you?
Well, I'm just trying to think of like a good animal that I would want. Because you, so what you do is you pick your animal and then that's the animal you get to be in heaven. Is that kind of what this is?
Generally, like you want to ask a shaman or someone who knows.
Okay.
Okay.
But also, what are you vibing
the toilet
with?
Toilet paper?
A shaman? Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, it's a joke I just made up. So, yeah, so you pick out which animal you're going to be, and then you become the animal in heaven.
That's,
so, okay,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
I was thinking that my traits are like a rooster currently, but what do I want to be?
Yeah.
I guess
I would like to be my cat, because then I still get to be in my house.
Yeah.
And
so you know where everything is.
Yes. But unfortunately, the problem with being my cat is occasionally one of my owners is using me to beat up my other owner as a bludgeon.
Oh
But in this instance, right? Like you, in this instance, you are becoming your cat when you die. So right. One of your owners is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So she's just like swinging through thin air, I guess.
Yeah, in which case it's basically a carnival ride.
Right. I would or probably like enjoy that.
Could be nice.
Yeah.
What are the stars doing now?
I knew you were going to ask that. I forgot to look it up.
Is it because of you know the future and stuff because you have like a crystal ball?
I still want to know what your sign is.
Who, me?
No, I know. Well, yeah, both of you guys.
I bet we're the same.
What?
I honestly bet we're the same.
When's your birthday?
Hayes, I get so shy about my birthday. You know, it's hard to say because I was an orphan found on a farm. So we don't know exactly when I was born. And I moved around a lot growing up. I'm a farmy brat. but roughly it was in early August.
You're a Leo.
Uh-oh. Is that bad?
No, nothing's bad.
That was a guy from the West Wing.
Yeah, I'm the chief of staff.
So it's like stars that's shaped like that guy's face?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mostly the sky is just like actors.
Mm.
That's like,
stars.
You know, yeah.
Ah, exactly. Yes, yeah, stars. So the it's different stars. So like
I'm a Martin Sheen.
Oh, wow. I see.
Early November.
I see. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And right. I see that now. I want to be your personality.
I want to be exactly. Janelle Maloney.
Janelle Monáe?
No.
Okay.
I know. I want to be Janelle Maloney, who is another West Wing character.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sure.
Remember?
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
Is Sam sort of a Josh Lyman?
I don't know your reference.
Oh, it's West Wing. Yeah, it's all West Wing.
Yeah, it seemed like you wanted to participate with the Martin Sheen. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I think when you
said
Martin Sheen, I thought, oh, she knows the show West Wing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you tricked us.
I think I just was like picking up on your guys' energy around it, and I just said the one person I knew.
What's your stance on tricking people into thinking you know the West Wing?
I feel like I needed to do it because I wanted you guys to like me, and
there's a crystal for that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just going to hold this.
There's a crystal for that. It's like there's an app for that, but if there's a crystal for that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's this sprayer?
Yeah, you brought a sprayer in here.
Brought this.
Say your sprayers.
This is a manifestation spray.
Mm. Okay. And what's it going to do to me?
If, you know, we can just like work out, hash out what you want to call in, and then I spray it on you. And
then it appears. So
like not
Sphere.
Immediately.
Like the movie Sphere. You see that?
Who's
y'all
in that?
See Sphere?
Is that with the ball in the middle of the science
room?
Yeah,
that's, well, they call it a sphere.
Yeah.
Right.
But
it's like in the middle of the science room?
Yes, it's in the middle of the big science room.
Who's
yeah,
in
the big
that?
Science room.
And yeah, who's the chick in it? Sigourney Weaver?
It's got to be.
Jodie Foster?
I think it's got to be Renee Russo.
I love her. Not enough
Dunstan
Renee
Hoffman.
Russo.
Yes.
Wait, who?
Renee. Dunstan Hoffman.
Yes.
Tootsie is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Say it again.
With
Dunstan Hoffman?
With Dunstan.
From Dunstan.
He does some of that in Sphere. He does a little, like, he's Tootsie for like a minute in Sphere.
Yes. He does 2 minutes of, Sphere, because he's thinking about it, and then he becomes it.
Mm. But it's just like what you're saying with the spray,
except
it's much more convenient, because you can take it around in your big leather lunchbox.
And you spray me with it.
What do you guys want to call in? What do you want to make happen?
Well, in Sphere, it's a big octopus.
Yeah, doing all the jellyfish.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is there another movie with a giant circle?
Contact.
Giant circle in a
with
science room.
These are my 90s movies.
Vibes?
No.
No, not Vibes?
It's probably Sphere. Maybe it's Contact. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, forget it.
Obviously, I'm not a 90s movie expert.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we didn't want this to come up.
Sorry.
Well, Hayes, what do you want to manifest?
It's scary because I have seen this play out under the ocean.
Yeah, in Sphere, it doesn't work out well for everyone.
No.
Do you guys want to manifest anything and then we can see if it's safe?
Yeah.
Steph is just manifesting a vape pen
vape
right
life,
now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
girls
the first
vape.
That's the first
hashtag
vape.
Vape life.
That's the first vape we've ever
that's
had.
That's the first on air
really?
Vape.
Yeah.
Cool. Not even like.
We're wellness experts.
Yeah.
Why do you love getting zooted? What does it feel like to be zooted? And have you ever been so zooted that you straight up fell off a boat or something?
Zooted?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. It feels like just relaxed and kind of creative and maybe...
Yeah.
Like I have a hand raised. I have a question. Zooted. Can I get a definition?
Oh, when you chief the kind buds, you get zooted. it's sort of like... people who burn Chiba or like really premium kind buds get super zooted.
It's about getting lifted higher than the ceiling.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is like something that your like dad said to you when he didn't want you to like get fucked up in high school.
What? That he said like, don't go get so zooted you fall off the damn boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to high school on a boat?
Or just, no, like. They might be
semester at sea.
Boats around you. Your friends' parents had boats.
Yes.
I thought zooted was like some kind of big band thing, like Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Because like zoot suits.
Mm-hmm.
But you know they must have been smoking that stuff.
You know, if you're backstage at a Setzer concert, you know that Brian's like, anybody want to hit?
You know the scene. It's like.
Yeah. You can picture it. Close your eyes. You picture it. Exactly what you picture is what's happening backstage at the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Stray Cat struts on stereo.
Yes. Otherwise, how are they coming up with that stuff?
No, you can't. You can't. It's a song about a stray cat
mm-hmm.
and the way it walks. Like, you don't come up with that on the plane that we are normally on.
So true.
You got to be on a higher plane.
Crystals.
Zooted as fuck.
You got to get zooted.
All the things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would I manifest? I guess a T-Rex.
Cool, man.
Okay, we can do that.
And it does, but it has to do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. It can't be wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be friends.
Right. I don't want to mislead you about manifesting.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to think that things like that are possible, because then I feel like you're just going to set yourself up for disappointment.
Kevin, I'm sorry. We didn't introduce Kevin. Kevin takes creep shots. Kevin comes in and creepily takes photos of the guests. And it seems like when we have female guests, he's here for longer.
Kevin.
I guess what I would manifest is some kind of like big trash can for Kevin.
Uh-huh. Something that like, he could live in. He'd be able to breathe. There'd be a slot in it or something.
Yes.
But
a mail hole?
Yeah, so he could get his mail in the trash can.
Yes, but saying that it has like a mail hole in it, you couldn't use that phrasing because he would interpret that.
Yeah, like he would be like, I got a mail hole.
Right.
And then you'd be like, what do you mean? You know? And then he would tell you, which is disgusting.
It's sexual.
Yeah, it's really, really sexual.
Kevin, are you getting all of the gear? I mean, like you see we've got crystals, we've got manifest spray. Do we want to light up this sage and sort of just cleanse the room?
Yeah.
Do you have a lighter?
I don't.
And we're allowed to have fire in here, right?
Right.
Oh, Sam? Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I will.
Don't, he says. Don't, he says.
Oh, yeah, no, I got it.
And also rule of thumb when you are cleansing a space, you always want to have a window cracked open so the bad energy can move out.
Oh, right. Otherwise, you're just like riling it up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But
exactly.
Keeping it in there.
Right.
Yikes.
Or a door open is fine. It doesn't have to be a window.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a door. You go corner to corner to corner to corner.
Something to the outside. And you want to go counterclockwise or clockwise. You just don't want it to be both.
What's something I'd be surprised to learn about my energy, my aura? What color is it?
Well, I was going to say orange, but then I felt like maybe that's just because you're on an orange backdrop.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So I don't really know. It's a little confusing. But your energy's not great, man.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
I've gotten that a lot.
Yeah.
I've gotten that a lot.
It's like closed off. You seem kind of like you're in your own world.
Yeah.
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 It's bad.
Very cold. Yeah.
Super cold.
Mm-hmm.
Icy.
I'm not really into it, to be honest.
People don't like to be around me.
Yeah. I'm with them.
What do you think I should do?
I mean, where do we start? I don't know. It feels like maybe start with a crystal.
Uh-huh.
Get friendly with it. Talk to it about how maybe you want to be more open.
Give it a job.
Yeah. Say, hey.
Give it a job.
Say, hey, man, I'd like to be more open. I want people to like me more. How can I maybe listen better?
To the crystal, yeah.
Yeah. And then carry it around.
What about Hayes's aura?
I think mine's brown.
I feel like Hayes is like a blue.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Hayes has better energy than you do.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, that's come up a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah. No, of course you were going to. Yeah.
I hate it. I don't like
just being so
making him feel this way.
Yeah.
It's him that makes him feel that way. See?
No, I think it is me.
Yeah.
No.
You're dimming his shine, and therefore
it's I hate just it. This is my
this
friend.
Power over me.
Yeah. Right. This is my friend, and there's nothing I can do. I wake up every morning and I say, I wish I didn't have this.
I wish I wasn't so great.
Such a nice
superpower
aura.
Power in this nice way.
And then my friend could have just a little bit of it, because I have too much. I'm not doing anything with this.
Well, maybe you can help him like be better. You can tell him how you got so great.
What's your favorite chakra?
You guys hate this. You're like, this sucks.
What? No.
This is what I was talking about with your energy.
No. What can I do?
Favorite chakra.
Yeah. What's your favorite chakra?
I say heart chakra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Green.
I was going to say root.
Uh-oh. What? Yeah.
Because your hoo-ha is there.
Do you guys use a pendulum at all to check in with your chakras?
Of course.
All right. So do you want to talk, Elizabeth, a little bit about using a pendulum to see how your chakras are operating?
It's personal.
Okay. Well,
here's an issue for me. All of my chakras are in my legs.
Yeah.
They
fell.
One day they slipped down.
Well, you got conked on the head.
Yeah, and it sort of
moved everything.
Yes, you know about, I don't have to tell you the circumstances.
You know what a Scottish caber toss is?
Yeah. My girlfriend does kind of a home caber toss with like furniture instead of cabers. And most of the time they're just sort of landing on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And
it seems accidental. And they do land on the head, and they shoved his crown chakra right into the bottom of his feet.
Yeah. And my root chakra is down there as well. So I'm experiencing a lot of my sexuality in like my shin.
I've heard of that happening.
Yeah. And I need my shin to be like
stimulated
to kind of
maybe do some inverted yoga poses to try to get them to slide back down.
So it comes back.
That's a great recommendation.
Yeah. Perhaps like a, what's the one? Shoulder stand would maybe be really good for you. I'm just imagining it all.
Yes.
Any kind of inversion. The plow.
Yeah. The plow.
Get in the plow
after
pose.
Shoulder stand.
Okay.
Get in a crow pose.
Yeah.
Okay. I need some kind of helper to do.
Well, this guy knows so much
about
chakras.
I'd love to help you. Let me get my pendulum out and just run it around those long old beanpole legs of yours.
You know what I think? I think that if you let him help you with the yoga, then maybe some of your good vibes
will rub off on
that. That's coming back this way.
And you guys will have some sort of nice communication on that level.
Symbiosis.
And you're already in yoga clothes, so you're there already.
Yes.
That's right. That's interesting that you noticed that. No one else noticed that.
Really nice athleisure today.
I always wear yoga clothes to the show
in
case someone wants to help put me in a, like suddenly put me in a pose.
I thought that was just for us, that you wore those neon.
No, but I'm so glad that someone is pointing it out.
You look awesome.
And my bra.
Mm-hmm.
Sports bra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Male nipples are just as offensive as female nipples, if you ask me.
Yes. So
I think even more so.
Probably. So, yes.
Because they're so hairy.
That is, that's the thing that people aren't saying. All these people are saying, like, well, show the female nipples because you can show the male nipples.
It's like, don't show the male nipples.
Don't show any of them.
Agreed.
Yeah, I would go the other way. Yeah. Let's show neither.
Yeah. Yeah.
Free the nipple. No. Lock it up.
Hide the nipple.
Put it in jail.
Shave the nipple.
Yeah.
Is really where I'm at.
Shave it.
And are you saying, do you want to do it?
If you want me to.
I had a dream last night that I got my nipple pierced, and then the earring, nipple ring, got lost in my nipple. And
bye.
Now we're having this conversation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.